Hello friends, we are on chapter 3, very important chapter because it will tell us more about banking facilities. When we talk about banking facilities, this can be of various types. So the objective of this chapter is to learn the different types of banking facilities offered by bank to the borrowers. When we talk about borrowers, these are specifically from the point of lending. So, whenever a bank lends to the borrower, it can be in terms of money, it can offer certain services which may not relate with money. So, here we need to segregate these offerings by the bank to the borrowers in money terms and in non-money terms. And if these offerings are in terms of money, then it has a name. If it is in non-money terms, then it is also defined by its own name. So we need to be very clear about what this exactly means so that we can carry this forward and learn more about every aspect of it in our subsequent chapters. So when we talk about facilities offered by the bank, banks offer several types of facilities to their customers. This is purely based on the needs of the customers. Banking facilities may involve bank offering to client money or simply assurances and not money. So these offerings can be in terms of money, like for example a bank provides a loan. This offering can be in terms of an assurance to third parties, like in the form of a bank guarantee to the third party. So based on this understanding, we can easily classify banking facilities into two main types. Number one, funded facilities. Number two, non-funded facilities. So when we talk about funded facilities, bank specially provides money to its borrowers. When you talk about non-funded facilities, bank does not provide money, but instead it can provide an assurance. It can go by an obligation. So we'll also understand this different subtypes of each type of facility in the next few slides. So what exactly is funded facility? When we talk about funded facility, funded exposure relates to instances where the bank has actually given money. Say for example, a loan given to purchase a factory will be called as a funded facility. A loan given to buy stock for business will be called as a funded facility. A loan given to a sell right person to buy a house will be called as a funded facility. So what is common in this? Money is given. So whenever money is given to the borrower by the bank, it will be called as a funded facility. Examples of funded facility, specifically for a borrower, when we talk in terms of corporate banking, can be a cash credit facility, can be an overdraft facility, can be a loans, can be a bills discounted. In your book, in the subsequent chapter, we have a separate chapter on each one of this. We have a separate chapter on overdraft, we have a separate chapter on cash credit, we have a separate chapter on loans, and we also have a separate chapter on bills discounted, wherein we'll see more and more details about these types of funded facilities. So if funded facility banks actually gives money to its borrower, what is a non-funded facility? A non-funded facility refers to the facilities extended wherein no actual money is disbursed. The best example of a non-funded facility is issuance of letter of credit, specifically to the importer. Whenever that importer wants to import some goods from the exporter would insist of a letter of credit issued by the importer's bank so that that assurance will help him to get the proceeds of whatever goods that are exported by him from his country to the importer. Guarantees are also a beautiful example of non-funded facility. So like we had a separate chapter for each subtopic of funded facility, we also have a separate chapter on letter of credit and guarantees for your more detailed study. Specific examples that can be considered for non-funded facilities are letter of credit, guarantees, and even the foreign exchange facilities. Foreign exchange facility is not actually giving money, but it is simply exchange of foreign currency. So this also can be clubbed into non-funded facilities. Now, when we have to understand in more and more detail about advances, RBI has made specific norms for banking facilities. And what are these norms? These norms are for lending with regard to priority sector lending, export credit, exposure norms, restriction advances, and income recognition. After we understand more details about funded facilities and non-funded facilities, to be more comfortable with this advances portfolio, we also have a chapter each on each of these norms prescribed by RBI for your study, especially on priority sector lending, export credit, exposure norms, restriction advances, as well as income recognition. Thank you.